So as we're having the conversation about what does yesterday's win mean, I would put it more that where we are with Jameis, I think we're week to week. I know Kevin can't say that today. Kevin said today, Jameis is the starter. Of course you don't say that. You just got to win over a divisional opponent at home in a win you sorely needed. So that said, I think we're on a week-to-week basis. If you stack good games, then it starts to become you're stacking multiple opportunities at a time. But I don't think he's guaranteed anything through the end of the next game.
He gets one game at a time?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, at some point, they're going to look around and they'll realize that they don't want to win as many games as maybe they're winning. Like, if the postseason becomes out of reach, that is. I mean, I think we're both kind of playing with the idea. It's kind of wild to think that the postseason, until you're actually eliminated, you gotta still just kind of tread towards wins.
Yeah, I mean, you're what, three games back of a playoff spot right now?
Yeah,
it's crazy that sounds.
And Juan Thornhill, by the way, was very like, hey, yeah, I don't think people realize we lost to a lot of NFC teams. I don't know that that necessarily matters as much as maybe some of the players think.
They really love the we only lost to NFC teams. It's wild.
They don't count the same for some reason. Yeah. I don't know. That's like when people come up with the AFC North games counting double. And no, it doesn't.
Yeah. No, it's been pretty much just...
It's just every game is every game.
I mean, they're double the games, but they each one of those games, they count the same as any other
game. They count
the
same. Yeah. That's all it is. At the end of the season, you got to get to 9, 10, or 11, and that's where you need to be. I look at Jameis, and I mean, yeah, this gave him some leash, in my opinion.
How much?
Well, I don't think you win any games with DTR. I think this completely flips in many respects. I mean, I read a stat yesterday, and it was courtesy of our friends at the Action Network. Out of 80 qualified quarterbacks that have had 100 snaps in the previous 2 years, Jameis was 16th, and DTR was 77th out of 80.
A lot of verbiage there, by the way. You lost
me. It's a lot to tell you that DTR ain't great. Like, I think when you play DTR, what you're telling everybody is that winning games isn't our main focus.
I think that's a lot like when you played Deshaun. I would say the difference is when you have a young quarterback. Listen, I'm not trying to sell you on DTR. I'm not. Because this is not, I'm not anti-Jameis either.
Okay, because you kind of felt like you were going down to sell me on DTR
Okay. I understand why teams go to that card. You're correct, and the meaning is you're not trying to win. That's not the foremost thing you're trying to do every week. But the thing with Jameis is you're putting a lot of eggs into that basket, putting a lot into a guy with this kind of variance. And I think we can say we've all seen this before. Nah, Jameis is a different kind of guy. And there were things out there about the Browns organization had already kind of soured on Jameis, which is why effectively he was benched as the backup 2 weeks ago.
I mean, he's a lot. He's a lot as a human.
Well, yeah, he is, but I think that's
that
important.
That energy is fun as a starter. That energy is not as great as a backup.
I think the energy is forgivable as a backup.
I mean, you
as
saw,
a starter, when you lose, it's going to be unbearable.
You saw on the TV broadcast, he didn't even make it over to do the interview. They thought he forgot about the interview completely because his halftime ritual is to give everyone a handshake and hey, good job. Every player on the team. Who does that?
Jameis Winston.
Who does that?
And so that brings us back
man
to...
Man is Looney Tunes, which is tolerable as a starter, not as much as a backup.
I mean, this is still the team that would have traded Jameis at the start of the season if they had gotten a good offer for him. Like, I'm not here to tell you yesterday wasn't real. There was a lot that didn't happen yesterday that could have happened that is the real part of Jameis. I'm just saying after one game to say... He's here. He's the starter. I don't think they think that.
I think if you're
whether
going
you
back,
and I want that or whether they think that are two
know.
Very different things.
I think Stefanski and Barry know right now they need to get as many wins as they possibly can because they have to go ahead and put the shine back on themselves. I mean, they are in many respects coaching and then whatever you want to use for GMing. They're doing that for their job. And like they got to win as many games. But if you're going back with this core to whoever the quarterback is next year. Like you can't tell Denzel Ward we're not gonna. You got your sixth concussion and you're putting your brain on the line every single week, but we're not gonna go ahead and try to win games. Like you can't tell. I'd sell it to Miles. Like I just don't think you can. I think for those guys, you have to stay as competitive as you can.
I think the assumption is those guys are gonna be playing the final 8 games of the season. Is it 8 games? 9 games of the season. I think that's a big assumption to make.
Miles was off the injury report. I don't know.
Yeah, just. We'll see.
Okay.
There's a lot of where I'm at with the Browns.
You said
we'll
that
see.
Very confidently.
I did.
Very
again,
confidently.
If you just say it confidently enough, everything will be fine. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Lewis and Shaker. What's up, buddy?
JP, why are you hanging out with Nick?
he's a good friend. I like hanging out with Nick.
I'm tall.
Lord have mercy. Nick, I don't think that was an aberration yesterday. It was four key issues. First of all, let me ask you this question. How many sacks did we give up yesterday?
I don't think you gave up one. Oh, no, you gave up one, right?
One. And how many do we normally give up? Like three, four, five? Okay, that's one problem solved. Number two.
in one game.
I know that's solved.
Number two, Stefanski. Not calling plays. Ball's going downfield. Number three, we got competent quarterback play yesterday. He sat in the pocket. Sat in the pocket, and he delivered the ball. Same thing with Flacco did. Sat in the pocket, delivered the ball. Number four, how many negative plays did we get from our running backs?
A lot. Nick Chubb ended up averaging like 3.5 yards per carry. It really wasn't very good at the end of it. Yeah.
Yeah, but was any like negative yards?
Oh, I didn't count the negative yards.
What I'm trying to say is four gives you 20, and then he gives you three minuses. And last but not least, we got competent left tackle play. I bet not see Jedrick Wills over there no more, ever. If it is, yeah, we're trying to tank the season.
All right, Lewis, we agree on Jed Wills. Everything else you said was bat bleep crazy off one game. I'm sorry. Somebody has to be.
Jed Wills that bad? Is that what he's suggesting?
Yes. Well, I think it's more that Jed Wills couldn't be counted to play through the whistle, which makes him a bad player.
Okay.
If you're good for 2.5 seconds, but the play's for 4 seconds, you're not a good football player.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's all I had to say now. Because you brought it to my level talking about Jed Wills, and I was like, somebody's inviting me to speak my piece on Jed Wills again. I will do that now.
Clearly, the sack issues is not 100% taken care of. Like, we can't live with that. We talked about Hamilton a ton, but like, look at the biggest play he actually made on the field. That was getting Jameis Winston's blindside and that causing the fumble, ending the entire drive.
All right, but do you know what we can account for?
Much better than Deshaun in that instance.
We can check this box. If Joe Bitonio kicks in like an obvious like Pro Bowl Defensive Player of the Year type edge rusher to the outside, Jed Wills won't olay his ass into the quarterback and then go, how did that happen? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with Jim in Strongsville. What's up, buddy?
Well, first off, your buddy at left tackle did just that when he gave up the sack where Winston fumbled the ball. But let's not get carried away with that.
That's one time.
He totally olayed. Yeah, one time, and it cost you 7 points. Anyway,
yeah, but that's 12 times.
I agree with you a ton, Nick. Most of it is the quarterback. Look, that's why the line. I mean, guy's getting rid of the ball timely. He had more time, but he was getting rid of it. But you're underestimating the turnover machine that was Joe Flacco. I mean, that guy had, like, in 5 or 6 games, had, like, 2 or 3 pick sixes. How many fumbles did he lose? He had lost, like, 4 or 5 fumbles. I think him and Jameis are pretty close on the turnover machine spectrum. So I agree with you, though. It was one game. But you got competent quarterback play. The rest of the team stepped up and did their jobs. And, look, if you could just get that, I'm not sure. Like, look, I'm not sold on DTR. I really don't have any. I really have seen enough of him, to be quite honest with you. I don't think there's too much more to learn. Like, I know they're always like, well, we got to see what we have. I think we know what we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's said for me with that kid is, like, how he even played, like, when he was back up last week. Well, I didn't. First off, who doesn't prepare to play? Who's, like, surprised and angry that they actually got in the game? I mean, I don't understand this kid. Like, you should be chomping at the bit to get in the game. And he's like, oh, well, I really didn't know. You're a player. You want to play, right?
Jim, you saw that offensive line. Would you be chomping at the bit to go in front of that offensive line 2 weeks ago?
Probably. He's a pro. Come on, man. You show me another second-year player that can't like wait to get in the game regardless of who's blocking out there.
Hey, Jim, we might need you on Sunday, okay? Stay
hey,
ready.
Nick, by the way, be a man with your wife, buddy. You can't be letting her pout like that all day.
I'm gonna let a woman do something. All right,
Jim.
Good luck with that, friend. Single Jim in Strongsville there. When we come back, it's time for the 5 and 5 on 92.3 The Fan.